Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back, Mission Accepted family. We are so excited. I know that you hear me say that every week, but it is extra special true. Not only am I sitting among some incredible goddesses, I mean, look at this crew today. You are in for it. You are in for it. Get your paper, get your pen if you're driving, just listen. But I have a great celebration. Apparently, we've been there for a while, but we just found out that we are in top 5% of all podcasts. So thank you. We are so favored by you being our audience. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for all of our podcast guests. It's been incredible. We're well over 360 episodes. I mean, seriously, what is wrong with us? It's fantastic. So that is a major celebration. We have a group of people that are on that are not just amazing people, really good humans. I know a lot of these people do a lot of incredible work. Entrepreneurs, for sure. But this is a group of powerhouse authors. I would even go as far to say is on the edge, trailblazing, pushing boundaries. I know some of these people. I know how they were up in their own. And so we are going to dig in a little bit. If you're an entrepreneur or you are an author or you're thinking about being an author or you have a book that hasn't reached its potential, because you didn't know how to get it to reach its potential, then we're going to talk about that today. So I'm going to go around the room and I'm going to let these incredible women introduce themselves. And then we're going to get right into it because I know that you want to hear it. So Liv, I am going to start with you. Our London is in the house and it is late in the afternoon. I got to tell you, we're shooting late.
It is bedtime.
You're up late. You're dedicated. This is what entrepreneurship is all about. So could you please introduce yourself, tell us the name of your book, and tell us what your book's about. Now, some of these authors are writing their book. They're in the writing process. Some have finished. Some have done 20 books. So we're going to hear from all different perspectives today. So Liv, please share with us.
Yeah, so I'm Liv McBride. I live in Liverpool in the UK. I am interested in lifestyle medicine, so I'm qualified in lifestyle medicine. And my book is called Reversing Disease Without Drugs. And it's for anyone who's, you know, confused, overwhelmed, feeling stuck with their health. So many people get handed a diagnosis and they're told that that's just how it is now. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Most chronic disease is reversible naturally with lifestyle changes. And that's what I'm going to share in my book. So in there, I explain what's happening in your body, show you these 6 areas of your life that you could make powerful changes to turn things around. And I'll be sharing my recovery system, which is a powerful framework that you can follow.
Nice. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. I think it's such an exciting time. All right. And I'm going to go to the opposite side of the world or down to the side of the world. And Trish, nice to see you, my friend.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for having me here. My book, as you might be able to see there, is called Forever Changed by Suicide. This is a compilation book that I facilitated. It's one of 22 books that I have. And this one is very close to my heart. In 2007, we lost our son, Craig, to suicide. It's not something people talk about very much. And I'm very, very, very passionate about remembering my son and encouraging people to remember those who they may have lost. So I have facilitated this book to give people the opportunity to share their stories Some of the people in the book have lost people. Some have gone through that journey, and some of the authors are people who help people. And this book has been causing a lot of ripples, which is really close to my heart because that's what I wanted the book to do. So this is my book, Never Changed by Suicide.
Thank you so much. So much good work. And I'm sure Trish will talk about her other 21 books. I mean, seriously, incredible. All right. And Avery, over to you.
My name's Avery Crum Ryan. I'm the author of Intention to Action, which just hit bestseller about a month ago. My book is all about the difference between knowing what you want to do and then actually following through on it and getting the results that you're wanting from making that original intention in the first place. I ended up writing my book because most people don't struggle with the lack of goals or ideas. They struggle because life gets busy, motivation fades, and those intentions never become results. So I share a lot about my own experiences growing up with entrepreneurial parents, starting my first business at 10 years old, and what I hope for people to take away from those as well.
Fantastic. I mean, I'm hoping that our listeners have just heard from three different people with three completely different paradigms in relationship to context. And I truly believe after spending 15 minutes with somebody, whether it's a cup of tea or a martini, there's a story in everybody. And I think it's so important for everyone to remember that how they tell that story, if they choose to put words on paper or speak it off a stage, that stories and what we hold in terms of wisdom is so critical to share, right? I mean, they were putting it on walls at one point, you know, so we've got these great tools. Why not utilize them? All right, Stacey, over to you, my friend.
It is a joy to be here. I'm Stacey Hall, and for many years, I've been on a mission to elevate the reputation of the sales industry. And each one of my books, this is my fifth, Selling from Your Comfort Zone, has raised the reputation that much more. This one was dealing with the myth that we have to get out of our comfort zone to be powerful, to be successful, and it could not be further from the truth. In that once we leave our own zone of our expertise, where we feel comfortable, where we feel confident, where our core values are, all of that intersecting into a zone, if we leave that to go follow what someone else tells us to be, then we're trying to be them, not us. And that is how we wind up creating pushy, spammy salespeople, because they're not treating others the way they want to be treated themselves.
Wow. Oh, well, I'm going to get a copy of all of things. All right. Nancy, please share.
I'm Nancy Nance, and my book is Choose Joy, A Survivor's Guide for Hope. So when people say survivor of the loss of a child, my daughter Emily died at 10 years old. Speedboat hit her and her brother. Emily died, and my son survived. Survivor of the battered woman syndrome, crack, cocaine, cancer. The list is the first memoir. The second one comes out this October. And what I help people understand is that the beauty of your story and the telling of it can help you move beyond the pain into your purpose. So much that we can gain when we understand, when we identify what our loss is and then move into nurturing, reconnecting, and restoring.
Wow. So powerful. So powerful. All right. Melissa.
Hello. I'm Melissa Heathers. I'm the author of Dear Ego, Dear Heart. My book is a poetic conversation between the head and the heart and the parts of us that we protect, that reacts, that has fear, that overthinks. It's the part of us that loves and heals and guides us back home to ourselves. So I'm kind of an expert in duality and being able to observe the duality between our heads and our heart. At the core, Dear Ego, Dear Heart is about self-love, healing emotional truth, and learning to listen to the quiet voice within. I wrote this book for someone who has ever felt torn between who they are, what they've been through, and who they're becoming. So it's just a reminder that healing isn't always loud. It's sometimes the gentle conversations that we have within ourselves.
Beautiful. My goodness. Now let's talk about, so Liv, you're probably in this process. Let's talk about the process of writing. What that took, how long did it take you once you started to write it? What was it like when you were writing your book? And to share, because we know that many great books don't hit great audience because sometimes the marketing isn't something that people think about. But while you were writing your book, was there things that you were looking to do or that you were doing that gives value to the audience listening today that wants to do theirs? Because everyone who breaks out to write a book hopes more than, you know, one or two people read it or that makes impact. So Liv, I'm going to start with you. I know that you're in that process. So maybe you should hear just how long that process has been going for you and for everybody else, how long it took. And then just something about that process and then the marketing piece.
Yeah. So I'm still in the writing phase of the book, as you said. So really what I'm focused on right now is just, you know, trying to write consistently each week and letting the ideas develop properly. And the idea for the book started, I'd say, about 4 years ago. But, you know, you just kind of, you have this seed and then you know, it starts to grow in your mind. And then, you know, now I've got this huge thing that's just bursting to come out of me. So that's what I'm sort of focused on right now. But at the same time, I am trying to start work on the marketing because I see it as something that has to start long before the book is finished. And I'm appearing on podcasts and I'm trying to share insights on social media, talking openly about the themes in the book. And I, you know, that's helping me refine the message, but also understanding what's resonating with the audience. And then also for trying to build an audience who's already invested in the journey. So the writing and the marketing are happening side by side. And I think that's what been actually one of the most energizing parts of the whole process, because the more I talk to people about it, the more excited I become about sharing what I know. And, you know, and it helped. Yeah, it's just, it's really lovely process actually writing, I'm finding.
That's good. Good news. Good news. Good news. And Trish is a woman who's written many. How about for you?
Oh, now, it depends on which book I'm writing. If it's one of my own, it could take anywhere from 30 days to maybe a year, depending on how I'm doing it. Facilitated books, which is this one, again, it depends. Some of the books that I facilitated have happened very quickly. This one that I'm doing now, which is taking a bit longer to source the right authors to contribute. This one came together fairly quickly, Forever Changed by Suicide. It was finding the authors, and they were, surprisingly, a lot of people put their hand up to go into the book. And I think it was because it came out at the right time. This book's been out 5 years now. And when all my books, my marketing starts from pretty well the time that I start to write, because I put it out there. I let people know. And some of that's accountability, because if I let people know I'm writing a book, they come back to me and ask me, when is it going to be finished? When is it ready? Keeps you accountable, people. Keeps you accountable. And my marketing, it's social media, it's word of mouth, it's my groups that help me to keep on track. So,
thank you. Thank you for sharing. Avery, and what about for you, your writing process and marketing?
Yeah, so I ended up having the idea to write a book, and then about a week later, I had actually committed to writing the book, and I was like, okay, this is actually real, this is happening. And then from that point of, oh, I'm committing to writing a book, the manuscript took me about 2 weeks to finish. I didn't have my business yet, so I wasn't as busy. I ended up writing a few hours a day. And finished my manuscript in 2 weeks. And then I ended up doing formatting and layouting myself, which I thought was the hardest part of actually doing a book. And that took me a few weeks. So I ended up finishing it all around a month and it came out. And I ended up, I actually did get pressured to market during writing it. But I feel like there's like a misconception around that, because a lot of people think, oh, to like hit bestseller, like you need to do the pre-order sales and everything, because that's like the easiest way. But I ended up actually not making goal to hit bestseller until like a few months after my book published. And it ended up being completely fine. So I actually didn't do any pre-marketing for my book because I didn't want to slow down the process of the writing.
Perfect. I love all these different approaches and different experiences. Stacey, how about for you? What was it like?
Well, I
the 20th anniversary of my first book, which is traditionally published with Bear Kohler Publishers, was coming up. And what it didn't have in it was social media. So I had been teaching and training through all these years. And I went to the publisher and said, you know, let's update Attracting Perfect Customers. And my publisher said, no, I want a whole new book. No. And then, as has happened with each of my books, I received unexpectedly a divine download. I'm very clear what the chapters would be. And I sat down, and so maybe I didn't write it. I don't know who wrote it, but it started to get written. And in with traditionally published books, it can be 2 to 3 years, but this one came out within about 9 months. And regarding marketing, I'm going to say this to everyone. These days, we know about summits and getting people involved. But back then, no, I was one of the groundbreakers. I like to give other people's voices into my books, even if it's not a collaboration book. So that is part of the marketing process, is who can I feature in my books, who will want to talk about my book when it comes out.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Nancy?
Wow. 13 years it took me to have the courage to literally put the pen to paper and begin writing. I've been in lots of anthologies. Anthologies was a starting point, right? One chapter, one step at a time. And, you know, hey, can I buy your book? I'm like, it's not my book. All right, it's not my book. Until I said, you know, I can't hold this back any longer. And then the marketing, I've been doing podcasting throughout. It was the way that I was able to begin to articulate my voice. So a lot of marketing that way. The publishing company that I went with was the same as the first anthology that I wrote in. So I had a relationship with Becky, and she helped me with pre-launching and endorsements, all of that beauty. And then once the memoir came out, it was about, you know, hitting the pavement, public speaking, bookstores, I mean, vendor events, anything and everything that I could to get my legacy statement out there. You know, it's the pitfall of publishing and the beauty of it, right? Because we get to go out there and have fun and be completely rejected in the same breath. it's harsh, right? Like, it's not for the weak. It's for the warrior. So there you go.
There you go. All right. Thank you. And Melissa, what about for yourself?
Thank you for saying that, fellow warrior. For me, it took 4 years to write Dear Ego, Dear Heart. It wasn't really just a writing book. It was a healing and transformational journey. I really needed time to process how I seen the world, the things happening around me, time to grow and become a different version of myself before I was really ready to write that book. So when I was writing it, I wasn't really thinking about the marketing at all. I was writing from my heart and a place of healing and transformation. But once I finished it, I realized the message was bigger than me. And I saw how writing can help others. And you know, writers were thought leaders, just in a different format. So I really wanted to help others hear a message that they might need to hear to help them evolve. And really, that's when my world changed. So to put it in perspective, I did everything alone. Everything myself, from publishing to the book cover to promoting it. So marketing was new. My world changed a lot in the last year, thanks to stages like this.
Beautiful. And so let's talk about the book launch. There's so many different ways to have book launches. Some people do, some don't, some have 10. I probably fall in that category. I just came up the road from being on one. It was incredible. But let's talk about the book launch, because there's many different ways to do it and many different philosophies around book launches. And I'd love for you to hear, I'm going to combine a couple of questions together here. I'd love to hear if you've done one. What did you do that you found was successful and satisfying? What did you do that maybe didn't, that you wish you could have done differently? Because this is not only just sharing that, it's sharing for your fellow authors out there. And what's your philosophy around book launches? Is it a one and done? Is it, do you do it every year? You had a 20th anniversary, Stacey, maybe you did something. But all these different ideas are so helpful to the entrepreneurs that we're sharing with, right? So, Liv, I'm going to go back to you. I know your book is in motion.
Yeah. But so, so I'm still in the writing phase. So I haven't really, obviously, I haven't done a formal launch yet, but I am trying to sort of like lay the foundations for one. I think one of the most effective things that I'm doing is just getting in front of people and, appearing on podcasts like this and just trying to, you know, summits, sharing information on social media, just kind of launching myself, really, you know, step up and become the expert so that people can trust you, so that by the time the book comes out, you know, you've already shared some of the value that's in it. And so then those people that have seen it, then they, you know, they sort of, they're interested and they want the book. And I think, I guess the most important thing is just to keep showing up and letting people see the value of the book that's being created.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And continuing, right? Just continuing.
Yeah.
So much value from that. All right. Trish, have you done a book launch?
Oh, have I done a book launch? I think I've done 20 different book launches. It is actually depending very much on the book, on what sort of book launch you do. Pretty standard is that I will do a book launch. I'll do an in-person book launch for every book. Some are more complex than others. Some are more low-key. Every book launch I do, I invite every one of my politicians, everybody on my council, everybody I know to come to the book launch. And I've been very, very honored that every time I've done one, they've all turned up. So it makes it a lot easier in some respect for leveraging the book launch when you've got different people like that. Always get photos with them, always with the book. And they always buy my book. I don't know whether they actually read the books I buy, but they buy them. So I'm quite happy about that. Happy with that. They're very supportive. When there's a compilation book, especially, I invite all the authors that can be there to come. And we have a really fun day. It's fantastic because everybody gets to meet everybody in person. Now, I also do, for most of my book launches, an online book launch, especially the ones of compilation, because I have people from all over the world. This one is specifically, I have global people in it. So I don't like anybody to miss out. I do an online book launch and they work out really well. Again, it's very a little bit different, but it's getting together something like this and talking about why each person wanted to contribute and what their journey is. So, yes, I think book launches are important. Not even so much from my perspective to get the book out to the public. I think they're important to honour yourself as an author because you've put in hours and hours and time in this book. This is a big celebration for you. And especially with compilation books, it's to honour everybody who's put in and contributed to the book. So I think they're extremely important. What happens with the launch, every book I do, there is a print copy and a digital copy. And the digital copy, there's a lot of conversation about how do you get a Amazon book to Amazon bestseller. Forever Changed by Suicide did it. A couple of my other books did it. And there's a combination of reasons how you do it. Is it important? It's up to you. Some people say it's important, some isn't. I like the fact that this particular one went to bestseller because it's a topic that people are very, very toey about. And I think it was extremely important. So, yes, I'd love them. You need to do them properly, but they also depend on which book you're coming out, your resources, and what your aim is for it.
Thank you. Thank you. And Avery, book launch.
So I ended up doing like one formal book launch. So my mom, Stacey Lawrence, the founder of Do The Thing, and she actually hosts book launches like for people. And so she ended up doing my book launch in her community about a day after it came out, which was super cool because, you know, everyone's buying the book. Everyone's talking about the message. Everybody's writing reviews. And so that was super fun to get into momentum. And then I ended up doing a challenge around my book, which was a 5-day challenge called Intention into Action Challenge. And it was all about the message behind my book, getting people into action. And then I ended up doing like an official debut of my book at the Oscars gifting suite. I think it was like less than a month after it came out, we did the Oscars gifting suite, and that really introduced it to a wider audience and getting the, you know, more higher name people to say they resonated with the message was just like super cool. So yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw you. We got some great pictures. That's some great fun. It's so good. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Avery. And Stacey.
With my first book 25 years ago, Attracting Perfect Customers, we actually had the largest in-person book launch, book signing at that particular Houston Barnes & Noble. But the world has changed. So every book since then, I've done an online. And because I do feature people in my books, whether it's an anthology or solely written, I bring those folks in and we share value. It's more like a workshop than it is a book launch. And that is to be able to give people value for their time and then ask them if they enjoyed that, would they like to purchase the book? And during a particular amount of time, if books are purchased during that window, that does help it get to number one status. And then periodically through my courses and my programs and things, I'll do it again.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. And Nancy.
Wow. It is interesting because now I'm thinking back to those days, right? Like it's been almost 2 years since I went about that process and getting that gold star. I'm competitive and I wanted my star, right? Like it was my Hollywood star. And I worked very hard to get it. Do I want another one? Heck yeah, I want them all. For me, it's all about world domination. I have a story to tell. I have a legacy to share. And I'm blessed to have a really cool community of people I work with. My coach, I'm on a call soon, so he's being patient and kind. And my last memoir was a soft memoir. Even though I talked about the battered woman syndrome, cocaine, crack, you know, hard subjects, it was still a very soft and vulnerable story, which I appreciate. So it was more of a soft out there. I went and I spoke publicly, you know, I was terrified. I mean, I was pee your pants terrified. I was so scared. This time around, again, through coaching, I'm a coach and I'm coachable. I got a tattoo on my wrist that says DGAF. If you know what it means, you know what it means. If you don't, you don't. So this time around, it's a little bit more intense. Last time when I put my memoir out, I was told if I did so, I would end in a tomb. This time I'm not afraid. So the marketing never stops for me because talking about joy is my life. So if you're going to take the leap, leap long and hard, it is a marathon. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. My goodness, everyone has such a different idea around. And I love that it's you know, for me, I'm hearing inner celebration. Melissa?
Yeah, my formal book launch, Heaven on the Mission, accepted to 62 stages. It was like a powerful joyful moment for me. I just felt so loved and so supported. But before I ever got there, it started kind of with believing in the power of words and the healing and the message that needed to be shared. So I began marketing it myself through conversations and podcasts and lives and whatever I do on social media, which seems to be a lot these days. Started reaching people internationally. And then one of the biggest moments for Dear Ego, Dear Heart was a few months ago. It was celebrated in Indigo with a book signing and a book launch, and it was consigned right away. I have my second book launch coming up with Indigo in July, and I'm continuing the journey because I'm so passionate about books next month as well, and going into trade shows with book expos. And so I feel like that's a mini book launch because you're at a trade show and you're talking about authorship. So yeah, stay visible.
Absolutely it is. And so what I'm hearing is that no matter what you do, I think at least having that inner recognition. And there's so many different ways to launch.
and things that are important to you and the intention, like you said, Trish, I think is important to achieve with the words on the page. I'm a believer in all of it. I'm a believer in all of it. I just came back from Indigo. And I have to say, one of the beautiful things about the live event, and goodness knows if I do a lot digital, one of the beautiful things is a woman walked up. It's a compilation. And it's 262 women, as some of you know, because you're in it. But it was really interesting to just be there. Same thing, we're at Indigo. For those of you that don't know, Indigo is the Barnes & Nobles of Canada. They have a relationship. Same. And it was her, she literally read everyone's story. She was reading everyone's story, stopped, Googled everybody, went through it. I was like, wow, I haven't heard that before. And she was just transformed within the first like 20 people. And I think sometimes it's really important in that live space. I mean, yes, it was great to sell books. Yes, it was great to this. Yes, it was great to that. But the live space where you share the impact, I think that's one of the most beautiful things that I think the book launches. Because you get to see your work in action and you get to hear the impact it's making. That's at least my experience. I'm going to kind of just shift gears. I know that we're coming to a wrap up and I want to ask you, so we've talked about marketing, we've talked about book launches, we've talked about the writing process, we've talked about your books, what it was, why it was. I want to ask you if there's been a magical moment. I just kind of explained a magical moment that I had sitting here listening to this woman, honestly vibrating from her experiences of reading all of these incredible stories. We ended up spending a couple of days together. I mean, literally, I didn't know her beforehand. Okay. So I've had many magical moments, but that was my most recent. Has there been a magical moment where either it's changed something in you, you've seen it change something in someone else, or writing that book or being part of that book, whether it's a compilation or what have you, because many of you have been in many things, what was that magical moment for you as an author? I'd love to hear that. So Liv, I'm going to start with you. I know you're just in your journey. You're not complete your book yet, but it doesn't mean magic doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think we're talking of magic moments. I went on, like a 2-day sort of intensive, and there were a group of people and they were all writing their books. And the idea was that we just got in a room together and we all just got on with it. But we shared what we were thinking and we got feedback from everybody. And, you know, up until that point, I kind of thought that I was just, you know, it was this idea I had, but I didn't really feel like a serious author until that point. And then, you know, I got in that room and I started sharing the book and everyone in the room was really excited and they were saying, oh my God, I can't wait for your book to come out. And they give me all this feedback and, you know, and all of a sudden that's when it changed. You know, like I thought I am really doing this. I'm, you know, I am the author that I want to be. And these people are all really excited for my book coming out. And, you know, that's the moment that it changed. You know, once you start sharing, because I think a lot of the time, or for, at least for me anyway, I spent a lot of time just in my, you know, it just locked away in a room, you know, not really sharing it. But, you know, and then once you do start sharing, that's when I felt the magic happened.
Fabulous. All right. So we're just going to go magic moment here. Trish.
Every book that I've done, I've experienced a magic moment. And one that goes all the way through, this was probably one of my early books, which is Creating Confident Communicators. The day I got that in a box and I opened that box and I had my physical book in my hand, that was a completely magic moment because I thought, wow. This is here. This is real. And each time that I've had a book, that is a magical moment when I get the box and I get to build the physical moment. The magical moment for my Forever Changed by Suicide. About a month ago, one of the people who bought my book, I was talking with her and she said last month, well, a couple of months ago, friend of mine lost someone to suicide, and I gave her your book. She came back 2 months later and said to me, thank you so much for that book, because it helped me when I needed to have something. And she said that to me, and I guess that was the most magical moment for my Forever Changed by Suicide, because that was the moment that verified why I wrote the book,
why the people wrote the book and why I want it out there for that ripple effect. So when someone comes back and says that about a book you've written, that is an ultimate magical moment. And I hold those magical moments very deep in my heart because that validates my writing, validates everything I do, because it's not about me. My book's always about the people out there. My speaking's not about me. It's about the people out there. And those are the magical moments that validate that.
Yeah. Thank you. And Avery?
I think for me, my magical moment, it was like, it wasn't just seeing the book as a product, but being able to like see it as a message. And like, it was just being able to impact people's lives through like podcast interviews, speaking engagements, conversations with even people who are aspiring to be authors, and knowing that I can help them in some way, I think is my magical moment. And now being able to, I was at like a mastermind, and it clicked for me that now I can help people start doing this, because I ended up doing it by myself. And so now I help people write and publish their book in 45 days. And being able to see like someone go from like 6 years of like wanting to write a book, and now they have like the book in their hand, I think that's like probably one of the most magical moments for me.
Oh, thank you so much. And Stacey?
I've been blessed to have many magical moments in writing all the books. Thank you to whoever helps. But I will say that every time I receive a question from somebody related to one of my books is a magical moment, because it means they actually spent time with it. They're actually considering it, and they're wanting to engage around it. And that to me is magic. It's not sitting on someone's bookshelf. It's actually being used.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Nancy, for you, magical moment.
Magical moment for me was when a mom reached out to me and said, I finally found the words to explain why. Sorry for your loss is unacceptable. You lose a backpack. You lose your phone. You don't lose a child. You don't lose someone that you love. In helping her understand the importance of those words and why they were like razor blades down her back, and the beauty of the opportunity to offer other words. I'm sending you love, sending you strength, sending you courage. No more condolences. Right? Please stop using auto-populate when you're sending a message on Facebook. Yeah.
Thank you. That's a powerful magical moment. And Alyssa, magic.
For me, I think it was the writing process, because I was transcending and ascending and coming back home to myself. And I just remember feeling like a hub, like I was channeling something higher than myself that needed to be put out in the world. And every time I would write an insert, regardless if it made sense to people or not, and I would just be grateful to the higher powers, God, whatever you believe in, that this message is coming through me. And yeah, that's kind of my writing journey. Downloads through whatever wants to come through me.
There's so many magical moments. I mean, if you're out there contemplating doing a book or your next book, or questioning at all the power of your book, or you've had a book sitting in a case under your desk, or you haven't revived it, you know, it's like people are like, oh, I wrote a book a couple of years ago or 5 years ago. Like, if it's still not impactful, I don't believe that to be true. I've seen people put life into books that are just kind of sat on the shelf, because they either didn't know marketing, or they didn't have someone help with marketing, or they just moved on to other things, right? So I'm going to wrap up. I had some great magical moments. For me, it was around my kids. One was funny, and one was just recent. I was just at my daughter's house at a trade show for my son, and I just happened to put something back on her bookshelf, and my book was there. And not that that sounds shocking, but my daughter is a minimalist. And so it's shocking. I was like, oh my gosh, it's there. Even though she's it, doesn't matter. So that was really nice. And then when we hit the numbers that we hit, when our book hit, you know, the numbers that everybody wants a book to hit. And we were under biography and we outdid Steve Jobs' book. So I remember calling my son who was driving. He was a passenger. And I said, oh my gosh, our book just surpassed Steve Jobs. And the thing out of his mouth was, how many millions do we have? I was like, that's not quite what I meant. But anyways, he was just so excited and so elated. I think, you know, when you have, you know, pride that comes from your children for doing something. So yeah, he was very prideful. He thought that we were rich, but he was still very happy. Those kind of moments. And I know that all of you had so many moments, not just in writing and not just authoring, but in your messages and your movements and your stage presentations and speaking and trade shows and all of the things that we do. It's all part of the world. That's why I believe that entrepreneurs are authors and authors are entrepreneurs. No matter how you share your words and your message, you just happen to choose pages, right? So for anyone out there contemplating, these are a great group of ladies to reach out to and get some sideline cheerleading because you might need some. With that being said, I want to thank you for being on Mission Accepted Podcast today. It's obviously a celebrations all the way around. And we're going to have all of these ladies and their books in the show notes with some really great things for the show. And if you have a story inside you, if you want to come on to the show, if you want to find a stage, it's not difficult. We have author summits. We have workshop summits. We have International Women's Day summits. We have podcasts. We have all sorts of ways for you to get the word out. We have an upcoming author summit we'd love to attend. Come in here and for more incredible. Some of these women are actually going to be there on the Author Summit. So please come along. And with that being said, I just want to thank you. And as always, to my audience, I want you to be well and stay groovy. And I will see you again next week. So bye for now. Thanks.